We're starting about 2 minutes early, just to make sure that we're coming through, because we had some issues yesterday on FTJ. And
if I knew we were going to have so many issues, I'd have bought a subscription.
It's not too late. You could still get one. And we've got a two-for-one this week.
Oh, boy. Two-for-one.
Right. Mm-hmm. A twofer. Yes. So, that's interesting. Because we haven't come up yet.
Well, I got the feminine voice announcing that we had gone live.
Yes.
I got the little window at the bottom of my screen saying we had gone live, but maybe they're lying to us.
No, we're here. We're here now. And I don't know if we're going to be able to tell, how many folks are here, because that was one of the issues we were having, was that the counter was not working. But we'll see. You know, there's no one in the chat now, but while we're going, because we're... Ah, Klasha's here. She says, good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
And there's Shameless Wise Ass. Good day, gents. Right on time as usual.
Guten Tag.
Yeah. You'd be surprised, Shameless, what we went through to get here this morning.
Right? I could compare it to a few things, but it's really too early in the morning to start talking that way.
Yeah. 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 We're here, though. We are here. We did it. And we started a little early, 2 minutes early, just because we wanted to make sure it wouldn't happen. Well, you know what? Let's start the show off with this quick video, which I wasn't able to play for you, James, before. Someone sent it. I can't remember who. It might have been Johnny Sunshine. But let me just go here and do that little trick.
Yeah, I got the disclaimer, of course.
Yeah. And let me
must
know.
Must be pretty good, whatever it is.
Exactly. Go ahead. You want to read? Let me make this a little bigger. Well, you want to read that disclaimer?
This video is not intended to glorify or support Nazism or any other ideology presented in the video. We do not support fascism, Nazism, phalangism, xenophobia, or any sort of racial supremacy. This video is made for educational and historical documentation purposes. Amen.
Right. They're covering their ass.
Covering the old ass.
For the censors. All right, here we go.
Wunderlassen an steile Grenzen matt, stolz unter Mauern innen ein kleines Bündlein statt. Ich konnt mich widerstehen, ich war das Bündlein und schenkte es dem schönsten Herz, die ich in den Händen.
Thank you.
Wonderful. Beautiful. Thank you for sending that. Yeah. Beautiful. How refreshing.
Yes.
If I'm not mistaken, it was written by Herms Neal. He was known as Herms Neal. His real name is Hermann Neelebach, and he was with the Labor Front. And I think he was one of the lucky ones that made it all the way through without persecution at the end or anything.
Right.
But he wrote several big, well-known hits of the time.
How do you spell his name?
Well, he went by Herms Neal, H-E-R-M-S-N-I-E-L, I guess. But it was really Hermann Neelebach.
He wrote Erica, it looks
yes,
like.
Yes, he wrote Erica. But yes. I think he wrote Edelweiss.
Let's see. All right.
I could be wrong. I've been wrong before. I once thought I was wrong, but it turned out I was wrong.
No, it's I once thought I was wrong, but I was right. So I was wrong. Right. Okay.
Now, but that was damn nice.
Yes, here you go.
And there he is. There he is.
Is that made it until? Okay?
Yes, it is. He made it until 1954. Bless his heart.
Born 1888.
A year older than Hitler himself.
Yes. Right, just about, yeah. All right, let's see. And there it is.
Yeah. Nice.
Yes, so you were right. Look at
Oh my God, I got a collection of that stuff.
Right. And this is the only one that's... It was an Edelweiss, which is a mountain flower. It belonged to the daisy or sunflower family. Yep, that's right. He did it for the Wehrmacht. Awesome. And there is there are the lyrics that we just saw in that. Well, thank you, whoever sent that.
And that one, by the way, most of his stuff, maybe not all of it, but certainly that one survives into the present day.
Yes.
Newly, freshly recorded.
Yes.
Because it's non-political. Non-political.
Yes. Yes, very good. Okay, let's go here. And we might as well... Let's check in with the chat before we proceed. Things are going good here. Don't ask me how, but technically things are going good. All right. Ethno-nationalist is here. Good morning. O/. And Burn Before Reading is here. And yeah, we can't see how many people are here because that issue is still problematic. Yeah. Not that that really matters, but we know there aren't zero people here.
Yeah.
Okay, so Herman's here. Herman Hilser Ritter. Good day, all. Okay, James, well, we might as well start with this because we talked about it briefly before the show. And
oh, boy. Yeah, another one of those. Boy, you talk about deplorable, but as we said before we went on air, this is going to continue to happen until these people wake up and do something about it. It's like out of the Old Testament, and so much of that, as I was reading it many years ago, I had to stop and laugh. I said, this is the present day right here. And God said, Assyrian, rod of mine anger. And whoever this fucker was that did this, he is the rod of God's anger. We got to look at it that way.
Yeah, let's see if what we could find out here. Five injured in the apparent attack. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Well.
Yeah. 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 It's pretty good. Why they even say that, right?
Yeah. Apparently injured in an apparent attack.
Yeah.
By an apparent terrorist.
Yeah. Right. Okay, and
who apparently wasn't of Dutch persuasion.
Yeah, but well, you know what? There's obviously there's a possibility.
Yeah,
that he was, right?
Yeah, he could be a nutcake.
Yes,
oh, yeah. There and it are was those.
Yes, and it was in Dam Square. Okay, let's. Boy, those choppers are really having fun. Okay, let's try to find out what happened here. All right, and this one might even be better than Russia Today, which was one of the scrolling headlines. We're going to get rid of Russia Today. We're going to look at this right here, and this is from DW, the German paper. All right. Motive for the stabbing, which occurred in the city's historic center, is still unclear.
Well, it wasn't done out of love.
No. No. Yes. Five people wounded. Oh, boy, look at this. Really, this is a whole article. Perpetrator has been taken into custody.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe we'll get to see his mug shot.
Let's see.
I can't wait for that.
Some bitch.
Yeah, well, right. Folks, get ready. Brace yourselves until you wake up. You know, if I could do it for you, I would.
Yes, exactly. Let's go here right to AP and see if they have anything. Well, there's RFK, the tool of the Jew. He wants to fire 10,000 employees at HHS. That's fine.
You too can be a tool of a Jew.
And there you go, James. You were talking about that before the show. Senators overseeing the military request an investigation at the Pentagon into the use of the Signal app.
Yeah. Well, you know, my take on it, I think it's a Democratic dirty trick.
Yes.
It's like we're flashing back to the Russiagate thing of 8 years ago, which turned out to be a 100% hoax. And yet that's all you heard day in and day out. They just beat the drum with that shit.
That's what the Jews media does. Right. Well, look at those.
And not only that, they flash down to wherever the hell this is, Guatemala, wherever the hell, Salvador, I think, that prison down there.
Yep.
And the way these son of a bitches are handled, well, you handle them like the animals that they are, because like I told you, I had a good friend up here who was a manager up here some years ago from El Salvador. And she said, what I'm saying now, these people are animals and they're up here.
Yeah.
She would have made a Trump supporter. I hated to see her go. But they beat that drum. They show that shit. And most of these people, these dumbasses up here, they're not used to seeing stuff like that. Frankly, as we've discussed, I don't know. You can't turn them loose. So why keep them confined? You know where I'm headed with this.
Why keep them alive?
Why keep them alive? I don't get it. I swear to God, I don't.
Yeah, yeah, because we're not supposed to do that.
These are some of the worst. My God, it's impossible to describe.
Let's take a look at
them. An armory with rows of rifles and loaded magazines at the ready. We saw the riot gear that would be used, shields and PR-24 batons, ready to go should there be some sort of uprising. And then we loaded in some vehicles for a brief ride to a cell block. We toured two cell blocks. There were 32 cells with racks for people to sleep in. The prisoners were in white t-shirts and white below-the-knee shorts, looking out of their cells at us as we went by. As we left, the secretary was still inside, and I heard some shouting. I don't know what it was, and I don't know what it was about. And then walked to the next cell block over. The next cell block over, same thing. There was a lot of tattoos on the prisoners, facial tattoos, full coverage, saying MS-13, just, you know, guard towers with people with at the ready, lots of officers with guns, ready to go to protect anything that could happen.
Yeah, it makes Auschwitz look like hippity hop to the barber shop.
Right.
But you know, these photos they'll show us of detainees in the Third Reich displaying their tattoos, like the murderers of Horst Wessel when they got them, covered with tattoos. God have mercy.
It's disgusting. It's disgusting. Straight Outta Swampton is here. Johnny Sunshine is here. Lisa from Germany is here. Good afternoon, Dave and James. And yes, Burn Before Reading says, return them to hell from which they came.
You said it, and the sooner the better.
Yes, exactly.
And toss these goddamn so-called journalists in with them.
Journalists.
Wasn't that son of a bitch involving the Signal chat with Pete Hegseth, Mike Waltz, and other sure security officials? Wow, what a setup. Before we went on, I said, I think it's a Democratic dirty trick, and it flashes us back to Russiagate of 8 years ago, and they're gonna beat it to death, and it's going to turn out to be nothing.
Yep, of course. But as dual citizen Rahm Emanuel, Kike Emanuel, said, never let a good crisis go to waste.
Yeah, and they're not. They are going to milk this for all it's worth.
They can try.
Oh, they'll do it. Now, what it is, they're going to demoralize the population. It's demoralizing.
Yeah, that's what they do. Yeah.
The object is to bring down Trump's approval rating.
Yes. Well, it already is going down, but that's typical because
this is what they call nowadays a shit show.
Yes. Yes, and it's amazing how out of all the judges,
they got that one.
To continue the operation against Trump.
Wow.
All the judges in the world. Yeah, you would think they'd be like, well, you know, you're involved in this other stuff. You probably shouldn't be assigned to this matter. And, no, put the motherfucker in there.
I think, Luigi, we need you now.
We're going to get to him, too. James, you want to read that?
Breaking news again. Democratic Representative Maxine Waters suggested that President Donald Trump should investigate and deport First Lady Melania Trump. How about that? That, fat man. Two chances of that, and Slim just left town.
Right. This is a mental case, obviously. All you got to do is look at it. All right. There you go. Not that it matters, does. Who gives a shit? Who gives a shit about both of them? All right. Vance joining the Marines on the range. Well, he's a Marine. You're not supposed to say former Marine. And there's that African.
Oh.
Yeah.
I called her everything but a nigger. He could have started and stopped with that.
Exactly. Yeah, low life and a very low IQ person,
yeah.
Right? Here you go. You want to read that, James?
More breaking news. D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals blocks the Trump administration from deporting gang members under the Alien Enemies Act of 1798. Well, I'll tell you, we know where the courts are on this thing. They have always long since been on the side of the criminals.
Exactly.
And, man, that spells out the course of action that needs to be taken.
100%. D.C. I'll tell you,
here's one that may not pop up on your screen. We got this gal here in Colorado, Congresswoman Lauren Boebert, and she hopped on the bandwagon making the suggestion that the District of Columbia should be renamed the District of America. Now, I would not support that, and that kind of reflects on her state of mind or wherever the hell she's at. But Columbia is just a nod to Christopher Columbus. It's another name for America, just like America itself is a nod to Amerigo Vespucci, both of whom were Italian navigators and explorers.
Yes. Yes.
And there was a biblical link to that name, Amerigo Vespucci, and I knew it at one time. But I can't find it now, and I've had people try to find it, and they can't do it. But it's a hell of a thing if somebody could get that.
Oh, I'm sure the chat will.
Yeah,
find
folks,
it.
Go to work on it.
Yes, they will. They're good at that stuff.
But no, they should not change the District of Columbia to anything. They should
right.
leave it alone. You got that song. You don't hear it much anymore. It goes back to the Civil War. Hail Columbia.
Yes.
It's great, but, you know, we've lost so much of our heritage.
Yes, and that's the idea, right? That's what the communists want to do. All right, let's see what she's talking about here, old Marjorie.
About your opinion.
Yeah.
Anybody else?
Should the defense secretary?
What country are you? Wait, what country are you from?
The UK.
Okay, we don't give a crap about your opinion and your reporting. Why don't you go back to your country where you have a major migrant problem?
No.
You should care about your own borders. Let me tell you something. Do you care about people from your country? What about all the women that are raped by migrants?
Do you care?
Okay, you're done.
You
know what? I don't care. I don't.
Members fighting for your country.
I don't care about your fake news. Do you have a relevant question? Yeah, this is an American journalist. Thank you.
Answer to what she's asked.
I'm not answering her question
because
I don't care about her network. If you would like to ask, I can answer.
Do you have any concern whatsoever about the complete disregard of operational security from the top level of this administration?
You want to know about complete disregard about operational security? You should talk about the Biden administration and how they ripped our borders open to terrorists, cartel, child sex trafficking, human trafficking, and drug trafficking across our borders for 4 years. The Trump administration is doing a great job, and I stand by their statements.
So you have no,
I stand
no
by
no
their statements. My comment to you is I'm thankful to President Trump that he is leading us out of wars, that he's ending the war in Ukraine, where American lives could have been killed if Joe Biden was still president today, whether he liked it or not. We're talking about NPR and PBS today. We're talking about fake news that was funded with federal funding from American taxpayers. That's what this is about today, not journalists from the UK that care about
journalists. A journalist is being vilified for exposing
Fantastic. Beautiful. Who is that woman?
That's that Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Oh, she's good, man. She's
good. She's good.
Anybody else?
Yeah, she's good. Yep. But she's not Jew-wise.
No, none of them. Or if they are, they're just playing it cool. Maybe it'll change. I don't know. But we were talking about that before we went on the air today. PBS and NPR, National Public Radio. You know, Tom Metzger said, now I know what PBS stands for. Pure bullshit. but I'm not going to make light of it. I'm going to say that those two organs, whatever you want to call their communism with the mask on is what they are. I've been watching them for 8 years plus now, and I'm amazed at what they get away with. You know, two female commentators every Monday evening and two male commentators every Friday evening, both liberals, if not outright communists, you know. What the hell is that?
That's the Jews media at work.
Yeah, you know, and so, shut them down.
Yeah, they are going to be shut down. And I think that we're at the point where, you know, the bulk of folks realize that they are communist and that they're spewing filth and they don't watch it. Right.
Yeah. Well, so, I didn't watch any news, none, period. Zip, zilch.
Right.
Until somebody said to me, an old coffee drinking friend, hey, you know, this guy, Trump, he's wanting to build a wall along the Mexican border. And I said, no shit. So I started watching the news to track Trump's progress. Right.
Yes.
Prior to that time, I didn't watch, and people would ask me, well, how do you keep up with what's going on? And I said, well, if it's important enough, you'll either see it falling out of the sky or people screaming it in the street.
Yes, exactly.
But I've been kind of hooked ever since. But I'm thoroughly disgusted by, you know, what I see. But with me, at least, as I've said, I know how to read between the lines.
Exactly. That's the issue. Yeah, and I think more and more are becoming wise to that, to being able to read between the lines. I believe that. And it's time for public funding of these communist organs to stop, and I think it will. And it's time for the complete destruction of the Jews media.
Well, there was another one about a week ago, Voice of America.
Yes.
Which I guess replaced Radio Free Europe. But left wing, communistic. They're wanting to. I hope they do shut that one down.
Yes. Oh, yeah, I think they will. Yeah, absolutely. All right. Let's go here.
My friend up in Canada, he's probably deceased now, John Beattie, had a shortwave radio program that I was part of back around the turn of the century, which he called Radio Free Canada.
Nice. Yes. I asked Paul about him, and because he used to communicate with him, and, you know, Paul Fromm.
But, wow, and they lost track?
Yeah, that's what it sounded like.
Yeah, well, he'd be a man in his 80s now. He's probably, and the last time I saw his face on the screen, he did not look good. So yeah. I suspect he's gone.
How long ago was that?
Oh, my God. A good 5 years ago.
Well, I'm going to follow up with Paul because I never got a satisfactory answer on that. Musk is going to lead into the investigation into the national security signal chat leak. That's good. Rubio said it was a big mistake to include a journalist in the war chat. And guess what, James? I think that journalist
is a fucking Jew.
There you go. Yeah, you think it was a mistake, stupid? Fuck. The Atlantic releases more war plant signal. Did you see them? Did you see what they were?
I did, and like Hegseth pointed out, I don't think there was anything in there too sensitive.
Yeah, right. Okay. Good.
And in any event, whatever the case, the I call them the hoochie mamas over there didn't act upon it.
Right.
Now that tells a big story right there.
Yes. And there you go. See that?
Yeah. Yeah, naturally he would.
Yes. There you go, naturally, Jew.
Naturally he would. Well,
there you go, dirty Jew.
It's war. It's war. And yes. I know Trump and his crowd realize it's war, but they're going to have to take the gloves off.
I think they're going to be okay. I don't think it's going to be able to get turned into anything.
Yeah, well, yeah, but they're going to beat the hell out of it. They're going to browbeat the American people with it.
Yeah, of course. It's what they do. Speaking of Africans, there she is.
Hey, there's one.
Let's see what she's got to say.
Free speech is not about emergency management, and they don't care about free speech, all of which are harming American people. In fact, I'm going to skip off real quick because they have tried to come for you, Ms. Mayor. And I just want to clarify, you did not work for NPR when those statements were made, did you?
That is correct, Madam.
And to be clear, free speech is not about whatever it is that y'all want somebody to say. And the idea that you want to shut down everybody that is not Fox News is bullshit. We need to stop playing, because that's what y'all are doing in here. You don't want to hear the opinions of anybody else. And the Constitution says Congress shall make no law respecting or establishing of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the
gentlewoman's time has expired. The gentlewoman's time has expired.
About.
Well, there you go. Marjorie Taylor.
Yeah. Yeah. I saw the thing scrolling across the bottom there where somebody high up in the Trump administration has already begun to call this thing a hoax.
Ah, there you go.
That's the right word. That's the right word to use.
Yep. Of course it is.
Here we go. Goldberg. Okay, to be aware of a thing like that, whatever it was, a slip up, a hoax, whatever. And what did he do? Turn around and broadcast the son of a bitch.
Typical Jew behavior.
Yeah, that tells me what I need to know.
Yes, typical Jew behavior.
It's like Watergate.
Yes.
It's just like
it's they did that to take him out because he didn't like the Jews.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they're trying it again.
Yes. It's not going to work.
They don't like him.
This sumbitch is too tough. Here, let's see what Trump's saying here.
We're going to have tremendous goodies in the bag for women, too. The women. Between the fertilization and all of the other things that we're talking about, it's going to be great. We're joined today. Fertilization. I'm still very proud of it. I don't care. I'll be known as the fertilization president. That's okay. That's not bad. That's not bad. I've been called much worse. Actually, I like it, right? I like it. Thank you.
Yeah, as long as they're white babies.
Yeah, I see Tulsi Gabbard. I was watching I'm listening to him, but I'm watching the bottom. She came out and said the thing's bullshit. No.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, no.
We'll get to that then.
Yeah.
Let's listen to this one.
No matter how many surgeries you have or chemicals you inject, if you're born with male DNA in every cell of your body, you can never become a woman. You're not going to be a woman. And that's why last month I proudly signed a historic executive order to ban men from competing in women's sports. And it was very popular and very.
Yeah, these fucking freaks. Well, let's see here. A large Texas man has been arrested after crashing a mini four-wheeler into a parked Tesla in Texarkana.
Well, hang him up for being a domestic terrorist.
Right.
Look at that.
Holy shit.
Look at that. That's disgusting.
Oh, my God.
Well, stand up and be counted is what I say.
Look at the size of that sumbitch.
Wow.
Oh. Imagine the stench and emanating from it.
I'm sure it's the federal government that's feeding him.
Oh, of course. Of course. They probably bought him that gadget, too.
Oh, yeah. because he's so goddamn fat he can't walk. Yeah.
We want that fucker to reproduce, too.
You better believe.
Fuck. 25% tariff on all vehicles not built in the U.S.? Okay. Yeah, let's see what he's got to say here.
Should Secretary Hayes say?
Mike did. He took responsibility for it. Say it.
Should Secretary Hegseth consider his position over the signal?
Hegseth is doing a great job. He had nothing to do with this. Hegseth. How do you bring Hegseth into it? He had nothing to do. Look, it's all a witch hunt.
Like you said, James.
Oh, yeah, it was crystal clear to me. I was just waiting for something like this to happen. I said, you know, they're taking awfully long to come up with some bullshit. Well, now they've finally done it.
Yeah, well, they think they have it.
They think they have. Well, they're going to milk it. They're going to milk it for all it's worth. You wait and see.
Yeah, no, they already are. But GOP pushing to authorize Trump to deploy the full force of the American military against 9 major migrant criminal groups responsible for chaos in American cities. In like a normal world, that would be cheered on. Mm-hmm. But in this Jew-controlled country, obviously,
you gotta,
that's a bad thing.
Got to protect those criminals.
Yep, exactly. Yeah, so Trump is endorsing that queer. All right. Yeah. ICE arrested Tufts graduate, however you say that name, a year after she co-authored a Palestinian op-ed and was flagged for anti-Israel activism.
Yeah, well, I guess we got to cheer her on, huh?
Yeah. Yep. Child slipped through the White House North Lawn fence before being quickly retrieved by Secret Service and reunited with his parents.
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah. That's what kids do, right?
That's what kids do.
Yeah, they wander off. I did that when I was 3, my mom said. And she found me after a little while walking with the mailman on his route. So, that's what they do.
When I was there in 61 with my parents, we went through the Capitol. We went through the White House. We didn't see sights like that. Guys walking around, you know, with their automatic weapons and shit.
No, of course not. Well, you, in the days before we were born, anyone could walk into the White House.
Oh, yeah. There was a day of the week when anybody, I mean, during Lincoln's time, and maybe beyond, I don't know how far,
yes,
at least during his time, anybody could just walk in there and sit down and have a chat with the president.
Yep. There you go. You were talking about Tulsi firing more than 100 intelligence officers. Clean them out.
Yeah, my God.
Let's refresh, see if there's anything new in here. And the answer is no. So we'll come back to there. We're going to get rid of this. Boom, we're going to go back to the chat. We don't want to neglect the chat, of course, ever. Okay. Straight Out of Swampton says, Odyssey is open source. I would customize that. Yes. And Klosh says, knife attacks 5 people, man in custody. Yeah, the knife was violent.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I'd personally rather be shot than knifed.
Oh, I've never been knifed, but.
Have you been shot?
I didn't say that.
You didn't say that.
I've never been shot. At least I don't know about it. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Almost.
Okay.
Straight Out of Swampton, you keep prisoners alive to get work from them. Moral high ground, no work, no eat, right?
Yeah, I'll buy that. Yeah. Well.
Yeah. Burn before reading. Isn't she the one? You're talking about Kristi Noem, who introduced the anti-Semitism bill in South Dakota, the one and only. All right. Straight Out of Swampton. I saw videos from Bukele's prison where those niggers are getting what they needed as a child, discipline. They are now being productive.
Where the hell is that at?
Haiti or some prison? I don't know.
Anyway, hey, you know, you can. What's that old saying? Take the nigger out of the jungle, but you can't take the jungle out of the nigger.
Yes.
And you can exactly. Discipline. You can discipline a dog, but hey, come on.
Yes, exactly. Here it is. This is what he's talking about. Let's go here. Yeah, I don't think they're going to be able to be rehabilitated. This is what he's talking about. Let's take a look. What to know about El Salvador's mega prison. Okay, and there they are. All right. And boy, the Pope, he doesn't look too good. The crown jewel of El Salvador's aggressive anti-crime strategy, a mega prison where visitation, recreation, and education are not allowed. Okay, and well, that's that Tren de Aragua. Those are the guys who are in your town, right?
Well, they're everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah, that means the Aragua train. Aragua's a district there, an area in Venezuela. Okay, and that's president. So Bukele is the president, if I'm saying that correctly, of El Salvador. So
yeah, well, you're talking about disciplining these people. And I bumped into it in the Old Testament. God was saying to Abraham, every one of your people, every one of your descendants will be both a king and a priest. Okay, now that probably fly. You don't hear it in church. And if you do read it, it's going to fly right over your head. But it struck me immediately as meaning each one of us being both a king and a priest. It just simply means we're going to have the law within ourselves, born right in. And we're going to have morality born right in, unlike these types we're looking at right here.
Exactly. And that's the problem. It's only going to work in white country.
That's right. That is right.
Take a look at this. Welcome home, assholes.
Yeah, but now, think of this. You know, they talk about these concentration camps in Germany, but there was nobody in a concentration camp that didn't belong there. And I guarantee you, you didn't go into a theater over there and watch the weekly newsreel and see something like this. They did not. You don't advertise something like this. And the enemy media wants this seen by people because most people are going to react negatively to it. I look at it and say, great.
That's right.
Except you're wasting your time on these fuckers. But for the media to be doing this, it's another attack on the attempt to clean this country up.
Exactly. And that's what Jews do.
And you gotta know their goddamn methodology and the way they think and the way they operate. And most people just don't.
Correct.
And they depend on that.
Absolutely. But it's changing. They're waking up, obviously. So nobody, I know you watch the media because you hadn't for a while, and now you do, and you watch it to see what they're up to. But
yeah. Most people watch that crap and they take it directly to heart.
The younger generations don't, though. Although I think we'd all be surprised to know, or maybe we do know, or to find out that when we ask one of the goyim a question, let's say about this or anything that we talk about on the show, they're almost completely clueless about it. They're not tapped into this information. They're dumb. I got something on that too. Let's take a look at that real quick. And by the way, that place they're bringing them, Sikat,
yeah,
is the terrorist confinement center. Of course, the Spanish term is different. We saw that in the video. So let's just go here and go here and take that away. And go back to the chat and thank you for that. That was straight out of Swampton. And Burn Before Reading says she needs to be the one that's tossed in with them. Yeah, Christy Noem. Yes, exactly. Thomas Dwyer is here. Greetings. Klasha says, hey, James, the feds gave you steak on holidays.
Oh, we didn't see any steak. Oh, I had some of the best fried chicken of my entire life. Some of the best Reuben sandwiches of my entire life. Mm. I hadn't been eating that consistently well since I was at home with my mother.
Yes. Mm. Gotta love Reubens.
It was, I don't know. You hear the way I talk about my moments of confinement, and it was a lot of good humor, a lot of joy. But the trick was, there's two tricks to this, or three, actually. I had my lifeline on the outside, meaning that I was going to come out materially intact. Okay. That's a big one. If you don't have a lifeline on the outside, you're screwed. All right. And believe me, they went after these people. Oh, yep. They tried to scare them away, but just made them mad. Okay. Made them mad. God bless them. All right. The other thing was we fought this thing before we finally dealt it out to get a deal I could accept. I knew I was going to have to do time, and I knew damn well, oh my God, don't go before a jury, because these people are stupid. They are stupid. They're going to do what the prosecutor tells them to do, period. That's it. So I had a thing I could cope with, no problem, right? And the other thing was, like I say, most of these criminal types want to get out and get back to their criminal life. I had things to do while I was in, and I did several books, and I had a damn nice time. Okay.
It's like a vacation.
I think I beat them. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I wish to God I was in the same shape now as I was then when I came out of there, because I was in tip top shape. Because not only did I write, I exercised.
Yeah, it's not too late, buddy.
And right? had a healthy diet too. By the way, no, had a little taste of alcohol while I was in there. We did a little bootlegging in some of those locations, but it was a healthy diet. And what can I say?
Made you the man you are today, in many ways.
And walk-up has always done me well, but I can't see any further use for it, so I'm going to stay away from it.
Joker says, /James and Dave. Shameless Wiseass has a nice image. Let's see if I can make this bigger here. It's kind of small, but let's see if we could do it. Holy mackerel. Hold on. Let me.
I got it. It's
Can
great.
You see that okay?
I got it. It's great.
Yes. You know, I tried to, where is that? That darn, oh, it's right there. Is that better or did that go away?
I don't know who to credit for that, but they deserve a big vote of thanks. I mean, that is putting it in simplistic terms that nobody, no matter how thick they may be, could miss.
Yes. Let me just see if I can bring it into the full screen right there. How's that?
That's great. Oh, that is so good.
Yes.
Makes you wonder why we didn't think of that long
ago. Right. Right. Awesome. Awesome.
Rockwell would have loved that.
Yes. Okay. Let's go here.
I'll tell you what Rockwell did do. Everybody's heard of the Diary of Anne Frank, right? Well, back in the day when Rockwell was just starting with the American Nazi Party, Mad Magazine was really a going thing, okay? And everything was fink. You're a fink. This is a fink. He's a fink. Everything's a fink, right? And even Steve Allen hopped on that. Everybody's a fink. And so he issued a booklet, The Diary of Anne Fink. And it was these well-known, familiar photos from inside concentration camps, right? And there they'd be, and under each one, he'd put a funny caption. So he did do that.
Yeah, it would be cool if, you know, these legends were still here and could see what's happening. And I'm sure one day they'll be able to recreate these people out of DNA or something and bring them back exactly as they were. That would be awesome. Johnny Sunshine's laughing at that Hitler meme. Shameless Wiseass says, I hear Green, Marjorie Taylor Greene, took no AIPAC money. Maybe, yeah, I think I heard that too. Straight out of Swampton, fucking niggers. They're talking about that fat boy on the go-kart.
Oh, my God.
Clausius says, how many of your tax dollars do you think it took to create that fat nigger?
Yeah, how many thousands bought him that cart?
Yep.
Several thousand, you know, $2,000-$3,000 for that. It was a freebie.
Yep.
I see him all the time getting off and on these buses. All the time. All the time.
But she's 100% right. It's all tax dollars.
Sure it is.
To create that, you know, obese creature.
Yeah. Yeah. Worse than useless.
Yep. Sleep No More says, Klasha, I estimate a cost of $1.5 million. Probably. Johnny Sunshine has a question for you, James.
Okay.
Hey, James, have you ever had any interaction with Dr. James P. Wickstrom?
No, I haven't, but I've heard of him, and I respect him very much.
Yes. Yes. Johnny, get the best video of him, short video, so we can play it. Lisa from Sleep No More says, good afternoon, Mr. Mason and Mr. Gahari. Great to have you here, Sleep No More. Straight out of Swampton asks, and I'm going to go to Lisa question or comment. James, how is getting work from these animals wasting time with them?
Boy, I don't know. Slave labor. I suppose if they're down there, it's okay. But we don't want them on the North American continent. And you know, that was Lincoln's big objection to slavery here. In his words, it degraded Anglo-Saxon labor. That was his, you know, and I think he briefly visited the South at one point, not too deeply into the South, and he attended a slave auction. And I got to admit, it's a pretty disgusting thought. But, that's been the undoing of every great civilization that has undertaken it, because eventually these people will be freed. They'll be made citizens of. They will rise in the economy. And once that happens, they'll be taken into the society. And then the intermixing is going to happen. And that's the end of your culture. That's the end of your race. So, yeah, keep them down there and do whatever you want with them.
Yep. That's called genetic crap. Okay. Let's get back here. And Fucker says, Trump is here to put the people back to sleep. All the good things he is doing can and will be erased when he is gone. Meanwhile, he gives full support for Israel's slaughter of innocent people. This is why the people of other nations hate us so much. It is all a show, and Americans are blind to it.
True enough, true enough. And I think the way this thing's going right now is this whole thing in 4 years is going to throw it back to the Democrats. And it just like Tom Metzger said, these people over here, they get screwed by the Democrats and they go to the Republicans. They get screwed by the Republicans. They go back to the Democrats, back and forth, and they never learn a damn thing. And in the meantime, the country just goes down, down, and down.
Yeah, of course, you know, the jury's still out on what's going to happen with, you know, in the next presidential election. But
well, he may be lining up Vance, and I wouldn't doubt it. But I'll tell you, these Democrats and their games, look out.
I'm with you. Lisa from Germany, economic war, embargo on Russia equals embargo on Germany's economy, harming Germany more than Russia, blowing up the Nord Stream gas pipeline, destroying peace in Europe once again. On Europe is war. The U.S. invading, occupying, stealing Greenland would be open war on Europe, a Europe which has been militarily invaded, occupied, and enslaved to Jewish power for 8 decades, and the Europeans hate it. Anti-European U.S. politics will increase the divide, exactly what the demons from hell want, always causing conflict, strife, and division. The U.S. under Jew control need to stay away from European sovereignty.
I agree. I was kind of shocked. It takes a lot to shock me. But I was shocked when I heard about that thing. We're gonna get Greenland one way or another, and that is not a good idea. And I don't see any advantage to it. None.
Yep. Yes, Lisa. We have seen that that video of that German guy being berated on that flight or that train. Yeah. Unhinged Karen goes off on German tourists in New York City train. Yeah, that's, I'm sure everybody's seen it, but let's take a look at it. I remember that when it came out.
Are you German? No.
I can handle my own.
23.
What?
Please stop this. Please stop this or I'm never going to talk to you again. Stop this or I'm never going to talk to you again. Listen to me right now. Go sit down right now. I'm never going to talk to you again. Listen to me right now. He's not doing anything. Listen to me right now. No, he's not. He's listening. He's not. He was not talking to me. Listen to me. Listen to me right now, okay?
I love you.
I get it, but just don't do this. Do not do this. He did not say anything. He's having a personal conversation in his place. He did not say anything. Please listen to me right now. Stop it right now. Do not say that.
That's so dark. Fucking immigrant.
So I'm an immigrant. You know I'm an immigrant too. You know that, right?
How about you get the fuck out of our country?
Do not.
Why is my dad high?
Why'd you let her cook?
Oh, get off of the next topic.
Who let her cook? Why'd I let her cook? Stop my phone.
Hey, it's not okay.
No way. You're saying it's not okay.
Not okay.
We're 1-3 if I'm good. Is that not
okay? I love you, but...
Yeah.
Well, you know, she's just babbling like a maniac. What was her gripe there? She just hates Germans, or what is it?
She's a self-hating white, and
okay.
And I remember when that happened about a year ago, and she was fired from her job.
What was her job?
I think she was something like. Some executive with a company, I can't remember her name, but or the particulars of it. But let's see if it's in here in the chat. But anyway, she was fired. She was like a, I think she was like a public relations.
Yeah,
which is crazy. But yeah, that's what she.
That's a crazy broad.
Crazy bitch.
And
yeah.
the Germans, the two Germans, were taking it pretty well. I think.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Somewhat amused by it.
So, what a stupid bitch.
Yeah, what a stupid bitch. Yeah. She's not alone, unfortunately.
Stupid bitch. All right, we got some Wickstrom videos.
Good.
Okay, I've got to do the thing that I do here with just pausing the ad blocker for this site, and let's bring it up here. And we got one from Shameless Wiseass, and then we got one from Johnny Sunshine. So let's take a look at this. Oh, here's the ads.
I'd like to tell you a story, son.
Here's the poison ads. And it's going to repeat again.
I'd like to tell you a story, son.
Yeah, okay, goodbye.
I am one of the most avid anti-communists in the United States of America. Because I understand the enemy. Not only who they are, but what they are, what they have done, and what they're planning to do. Now, a lot of you may not like me, but you see, I don't care. I love America. I love the Republic. And I know that Jewish communism is the internal enemy of we, the United States of America, and we, the people. Because the people smell a rat, and it's a two-legged rat, and it's a Jew communist rat inside of America. Before you can really understand sometime what is really going on around you, you've got to go back into history, the time, the place, the pictures, and the events thereof, to understand what's really going around you now. The Ukraine had a record harvest. They had so much food, they didn't know what to do with it. But they couldn't have any because the Jews wouldn't let them eat it. And they starved 9 to 10 million Ukrainians to death when they had food all around them. And if the Ukrainians tried to eat any, they were either clubbed to death, bayoneted, or shot to death. And Stalin took the food and the other leaders, and they sold it on the world market to make money. If you wore a cross, you died. If you were caught with the Bible, you were put to death. And then they even tried to force the white Christian Russians to speak Yiddish for 2 years, trying to make it that language of white Russia. The Germans knew all about this secret Holocaust, and they didn't want it to happen to them. And what happened in white Russia, the white Russians were partial Prussian German. And that was their ancestors that these Jews did it to. This was the greatest Holocaust that you can imagine, second only to the Holocaust in the United States of 50 million aborted babies. And they are planning the same identical overthrow and genocide in the United States as they did against the white Christian Russians in 1917. But they just haven't got the guns yet. Lock and load. Suck it up. We have an enemy in the land. and they will not take this nation. So help me God.
Oh, that guy's great.
Love him.
He's an orator, and that's what
love
we
him.
Need more of.
Exactly. Love him.
That's great. God bless him.
Thank you, Shameless Wise Ass. And Johnny Sunshine has one. Let's check it out.
Check out our new chat feature for live streams. Support creators with chat bombs.
And I still hear people after almost a half a century, instead of saying Jew, oh, it's they and it's them and it's the oligarchs. No, it's the Jews, stupid. Communism is Jewish. They've taken over your money in America. They've taken over your money in all the white nations of the world. The European Union is totally Jewish controlled and run. Wake up! Now.
That's great. And I take it this is seen in Germany?
I hope so. I hope so. Gotta wake these people up.
Well,
wake them up.
I had long heard about this fella, but I had never seen or heard him in action. He's quite effective.
Yes.
Quite impressive.
Is he still alive?
This I don't know. I hadn't heard that he had passed.
Well, he should be on FTJ.
Damn right.
Let's see. He died in 2018.
What a loss.
Unfortunately.
Well, we've got him. Got him on video.
Yeah. Yeah. It is a loss. And here he is. Yep, born in Michigan, died in Michigan, 75, too young. During the 60s, he protested the Vietnam War on the grounds it was being fought for Jew bankers. Yeah, we need this guy. We need this guy. All right. Yep. Unfortunately, he's gone.
There's a book, not a new book, called Committee of the States. And I saw Colonel Gale mentioned up there when you ran that text. And Metzger was involved then, way back then. And I have to assume by that, we just saw that Wickstrom was also. Now, this is a big, thick, well-illustrated, well-documented book, Committee of the States. I can't tell you who the author was. I have the book, but that would be a hell of a thing. I'm going to go reread mine.
But Committee of the States. Okay, hold on.
William Potter Gale. He was a colonel in the U.S. military. He was no bullshit. So there's another a great individual, not to be forgotten.
Yes. Let me look that up real quick. Committee of the States.
I think the author was a woman, if I'm not mistaken.
I think I've heard of that. Yeah. Committee of the States, Inside the Radical Right.
This sounds about right.
Mm-hmm. Let me see. Committee of the States, Inside the Radical Right. Let's see if this is it. Sherry Seymour?
I think that's it.
All right, let's bring it up here.
Yep, that is it.
All right, let's check it out here. Book starts in the 60s and goes to the historic court case called Committee of the States, 86 to 88. Committee of the States is provided for in the Articles of Confederation. When the government found out a Committee of the States was being formed, it came down on them with all 4 feet. There's no way our government wants its citizens to watch them up close. The trial chapter is a history of how far the present entrenched government will go to protect its position.
Yeah, yeah, they don't want any white resistance.
Yes.
That's what it is.
And, yeah, of course.
And I'm sure Wickstrom is mentioned in there. I'd be willing to bet on it.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to leave this up. And it's got some high marks. 406 pages. It's a pretty hefty book.
It is. It is. And I don't think this woman, there's that word again, thinks out. I don't think this woman thinks out at all. I think she, well, just by that intro alone, we know that she's right on.
Yes. Let's see. It talks about here. Sherry Seymour was a journalist in Mariposa, California in the early 80s and became involved in this project when a federal raid took place at a local church headed up by William Potter Gale, one of the founding fathers of Christian identity, ranking right up there with Wesley A. Swift and Richard Butler. The raid was a response to the Committee of the State, supposedly formed under the auspices of Gale and some violent anti-tax advocates. Committee of the States was an attempt to subvert the power of the federal government by claiming the Articles of Confederation, the document that was eventually rejected by our founding fathers when they created the present Constitution, allowed for a second Congress made up of citizens that could, holy shit, that could oversee the federal Congress and could remove them from office for any number of reasons. As far-fetched as this concept may seem, some of the members of this committee took it quite seriously. Committee of the States members sent some threatening letters, in which they actually signed their names, to IRS agents and other government officials, resulting in a huge government operation that was to eventually result not only in the conviction of Gale on numerous federal charges, but the Fort Smith, Arkansas trial several years later, in which a number of important members of the radical right were charged and eventually acquitted of sedition. Seymour followed the Gale trial, which took place in Las Vegas, and did quite a bit of background investigation to see what made the Committee of the States tick. She quickly found out the committee was only one element in a vast network of radical political activity in the United States. Okay, well, sounds good to me.
Yeah, one mistake is talking about our government.
Yes, exactly.
It is not our government.
It's not our government.
It's
yeah. The
government.
Exactly.
But it's not ours.
Correct.
And the minute you start to think that it is, you're the perfect fool.
Correctamundo. Lisa from Germany. The behavior of this young American woman, that's the one on the train, as deranged she may be for personal reasons, shows how deep the still ongoing anti-German indoctrination mm-hmm. goes, of course.
Yes, yes.
Hermann, under National Socialism, under Hitler, National Socialism emphasized the principle, as stated already, that workers and employers belong together as a united entity, and they were not to be agitated nor played off against one another, mm-hmm. contrary to the capitalist system of today. Mm-hmm. The principle is that those who work with their heads and their hands, united with nationally conscious employers, belong together as a team. This political principle, combined with our retreat from the capitalist gold standard, delivered us, and Herman's talking as a German, delivered us from the hopelessness and harm inflicted by the Versailles dictate. Germany under Hitler was no longer the World War I victor's object of plunder.
And that's why they hated them. That's just one reason. They always hated Germany. It's biblical. It's biblical why,
yep.
why the enemy hates the Germans. And over here, you know, they're always talking. I catch this all the time, and it makes me sick. this community, that community, this community, that community, all within the United States. The gay community, the Negro community. They don't talk about the white community, though. Yeah. I have noticed that. There's community, community, community here, no. there, and everywhere.
Whites no are the white, targets. They're the targets.
The targets. Yeah. yeah. And even Pat Buchanan, I quote him in that book of his
Suicide of the West.
The Death of the West. Yeah. Death of the West. And he looked into this civil rights crap, which came about officially in 64. And somebody, quite frankly, laid it out to him, oh, that's not for whites anyway.
Yeah. yeah.
That's not for whites. So you don't need to bother.
Whites only created the country. It's not for them. Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, we want all the ones who didn't have anything to do with creating this magnificent country to get all the benefits.
We created it. And they got the rights.
Yes. Fuck that. Burn before reading. Why is she treating this guy like this? The German guy, and like you said, James, or like Lisa said, and we all said, it's the anti-German propaganda.
She's off her nut.
Yeah. Fat, ugly bitch, says Straight Ace Austin.
That woman that they grabbed on the train?
Yes.
She didn't look fat or ugly. That's the sad part. She looked damn good.
Yeah.
But she's turned against herself.
Yes, exactly.
I was ignorant of this until recently. And everything.
Yeah.
Most what I pick up is off the damn TV. And we've heard of the Balfour Declaration, where it was decided to drag this country into the First World War. Well, the country really didn't want any, the people didn't want any part of that. So they had to have their minds twisted up. And so they got some Polish Jew by the name of Creel, C-R-E-E-L, in charge of this hate propaganda campaign against the Germans. He was in charge of it. And, man, if you spoke out at all, even to say, hey, I'm not too sure about this war, I'm not sure I like it, they'd lock your ass up, even here.
Oh, yeah.
It got to be so insane that they were attacking and killing dachshunds,
yeah.
dogs on the street. It was that goddamn bad.
Yep, because
all
human nature.
All of that fucking Jew was in charge of that program.
Right.
Somebody needs to put a book out on that.
You're right. And in World War II, it was that Ilya Ehrenberg kike, right?
Yeah. Well, he went to work on the Russians.
Right.
But a lot of that World War I stuff was just carrying over because this was so recent in the past.
Yes.
You know, just an old carryover.
Yes. Creel obviously changed his name. Creel surname. Let's see. All right.
And he's quoted as saying words to the effect, we got to get rid of that autocratic regime in Germany. Well, that just means it was a good white Christian order with a good white Christian monarch, and they came up with the slogan, hang the Kaiser. He might have been weak and he might have been a little foggy in his uptake of what the hell was going on, but he was a good white Christian monarch, just like Nicholas II of Russia. You know, and they want to kill these people.
Yeah.
And not just them, but every white Christian they could get their hands on.
They still do.
Once the white Christian order has been broken up.
Yes. And the white Christians, the vast majority of them, are too stupid to see that.
Are too stupid to see it, just like the woman on the train.
Yep. Yep. Iroquois eyes. Blacks are a net negative on society. All races are, except whites and Asians. Whites pay for almost all the benefits that non-whites receive, but get a very small amount in return. That's right. And Iroquois, Shameless Wise said that we get raped and murdered in return. That's absolutely right.
Yep. Well, Cal Coolidge, Silent Cal, the president in the latter half of the 1920s, is quoted, whites create civilizations, Orientals can maintain civilizations, but blacks destroy civilations.
And that was completely normal back then to say
that. That was completely normal.
Yep.
And he referred to Mexico then as that communist enemy to the South.
Yep. Lisa from Germany is answering Burn Before Reading. She heard them talking in German, assuming they were talking about her, which they, of course, weren't. Klasha says, this woman on the train deserves nothing less than a cunt punt off the train. I like that, cunt punt.
She needs a re-education.
Oh, yeah.
Big time.
She needs to listen to this show. Burn Before Reading, unhinged, retarded, modern woman. Exactly. Nick is here from Night Nation Review, / Hello, Nick. All right, let's see what we got here. Yes, that was a great one, Wickstrom. Lori is here. Hello, Dave, James, and chat.
Hello.
Yeah, it's the Jews stupid. That's his best line ever. You know, what's his name? I had interviewed him in jail, I think a couple of times. They locked him up for supposedly wanting to murder his wife or hiring somebody to murder his wife with a bomb planted under her car. That was Edgar Steele, the attorney for the damned. He was one of us. He's passed on, unfortunately.
I suppose the guy that he hired to do this was a cop.
No, he wasn't. He was just he got bought off by the cops. I don't know if he wasn't a cop, but he was probably like an informant or a CI or a confidential informant.
Or as we scumbag. we like to call him, a weak tit.
Yes. Yes, exactly. And the line he was talking about was, it's a Jew stupid. Edgar used to say that all the time. Okay. Johnny got us a video. We'll take a look at that later. And let's see what else we got here. Shameless Wise says, I posted vids the other day with nigger in the title and lost 5 subscribers right away. Well, they shouldn't have been there to begin with.
Well, they need to wake up.
Yes. Unsubscribe, he said nigger. That's bad. It's a word with 6 letters. Night Nation Review, ping pong for retards. That's one of Lerman's lines. All right. Let's see. Yeah. Iroquois eyes wish Wickstrom was still around. Yeah, we all do.
Yeah, but nobody can last forever. What was he, 75 when he died?
75.
Hey, come on, man.
Yes.
He did his bit 1,000 times more and better than
anybody
else. Yes. So we just thank the man.
Yes, absolutely. And carry the torch, carry the baton. Iroquois Eyes says it's kind of fishy how he died, too. We need to find out how he died again. Let's find out. Wickstrom. Wickstrom surname. There's an umlaut on the O there. That is. Yeah, that's the wrong one. Well, we'll come back to that. Okay.
But you know, he's 75 years old.
So yeah.
Was he bumped off or something? And, you know, and if the enemy senses you're that much of a threat, I don't think they're going to wait until you're 75 to bump you off. I mean, that's just the way it seems to me.
Yes.
I resist fight paranoia, but I don't know. And I'd like to know. I'd like to see those circumstances.
Yes, I'm with you. Yeah, it's like the same thing with Jim Trafficant.
Yes.
He just had some bad luck. He's around. Nobody cared about him. Very few people cared about him. I know he was a friend of mine. We did a radio show together. All right, let's take a look and see how he died, Wickstrom. Well, they put him in prison for over 3 years.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Okay. Yep. Yeah. In a 2004 interview, he stated that Jews, including women and children, should be tied to chairs and beaten to death. And he stated that after they are killed, take these chairs and Jews, after they're beaten to death, throw them in the wood chipper.
Oh, man. Come
on,
man.
The wood chipper, let the remains go into a big incendiary truck, which is right behind the wood chipper, and give them the whole Holocaust they rightly deserve.
Oh, come on, man. Don't hold back. Say what you really mean.
I like that guy. Let's see if it says anything about his death. Okay. In March 2018, it was reported by the Kikes at the Southern Poverty Law Center. Wickstrom had died. Report attributed to unnamed sources within the white supremacist movement. Wickstrom had been, okay, I don't know. Let's just see. Okay, let's see if we can get this article here. Yeah, there it is. Okay. Infamous white supremacist. What's, is that coming on, James?
Oh, yes.
Good. March 28th. Let's see. All right. He lived in an apartment in Linwood, Michigan. Okay. Fuck you, Southern Poverty Law Center. All right. Wickstrom was one of the biggest promoters of hate and violence against Jews and blacks. It was really bad. He wanted Jews and blacks killed. He would actually say that. Okay. He was born in the UP in Michigan. Recruited into the Posse Comitatus movement in 75. All right. And let's see. An effective and bombastic speaker, Wickstrom raged against Jews, the U.S. government, banks, the Trilateral Commission, and other nefarious forces he believed were bent on destroying the livelihood of farmers. Although many rejected Wickstrom's hateful ideology, thousands of frustrated farmers, their friends and family members, accepted the idea their financial problems were caused by greater powers beyond their control. Gee, no shit. Oh, he was on the Phil Donahue show. All right. Cool.
No details. Probably natural causes. That's my expectation. Yeah. But bless his heart. What a hero.
Yes.
Got to remember him and all the rest.
Absolutely. That video is unavailable, unfortunately. The Kikes at YouTube took it down. Surprise! All right. Let's go here. And let's see if we got anything else here. And speaking of stupidity, let's get back to the chat. That's certainly not, they're certainly not stupid in there. All right. Let's see. Iroquois Eyes says, I'm surprised James didn't hear Wickstrom. We hear about Wickstrom. He was Christian Identity too.
Oh, I'd heard the name. Yeah.
Yep.
And I knew he was Christian Identity. Yeah. But I never had the pleasure of hearing him speak. And I certainly never met him, never corresponded. You know, the movement is not as tiny and compact as you might think.
Yes.
You know, there's people that can go their separate ways and be in this thing like two ships in the night.
That's right. That's exactly right. Okay, yes. Nick says New York City brings out the craziness in most people. That's true, it does, especially on trains. Sleep No More says, yeah, I'm a bit surprised myself, but he's always busy writing and working, so I'm sure he's missed some stuff. I'm always working on something and miss a lot because of it as well. That is true. Iroquois Eyes, whites are too nice for their own good.
Yes. Yes, bottom line. Bottom line.
That's the problem.
Bottom
we need to change
line.
That. Yep.
Bottom line. Yep.
Yep. Exactly. All right. Let's go right here real quick. And James, I think we talked about Representative Thomas Massie, right? You and I have.
Oh.
The one from Kentucky.
Okay. Refresh my memory.
Yeah. He's the one who went on Tucker Carlson and revealed that every, at least Republican representative, because he's a Republican representative, has an AIPAC guy. you know, a person who works for the Jews,
yeah,
who's in their office. Or he comes to visit them, take them out to lunch, and make sure they vote for everything for the Kike.
Well, now here's a guy that might be clued in to some extent.
Some extent, exactly. And you could see yesterday he introduced H.R. 2356, the Dual Loyalty Disclosure Act.
Yeah.
Co-sponsored by Biggs from Arizona, who's very good, Marjorie Taylor Greene, and Clay Higgins. He's from Louisiana.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well.
So there you go.
I guess maybe they're coming along, and they they may know more than what they're letting on.
Well, they're learning, and they're getting there. So, yes, thank you for that, Straight Outta Swampton. That's very important. All right. And let's see what we got here. Straight Outta Swampton, niggers are a problem, but pale in comparison to kikes and jeets. Pajeets. Yes, and let's go here. We got a little image here. Let's see what this says here. Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah, very, very simple and straight up.
Yes. Get out. Get out. You don't belong here. It's very simple. You shouldn't be here. All right. Let's go back here and see what else is going on. Oh, looks like we're the beginnings of a nigger tower. Okay. Lisa from Germany. Look who's back. Does James know this movie? Let's see what we got here. Let me put this on here.
Uh-huh. Very nice.
All right.
But you got to like the real actual, like,
taste of, oh, this is so big.
It's a straight pouch, dog.
Blue Chew have stronger and longer lasting erections. Sign up for 1 month free. You won't regret it.
Having some trouble playing. I don't know why. Let's refresh it.
Check out our new chat feature for live streams. Yeah, support creators with chat
commercials box. Again.
Try now.
So this film had an actor who looked somewhat like Hitler, and was like going through the streets, and driving in his car, and just to see the people's reaction to him. And so this is the movie that Lisa is talking about. Have you seen that?
No, no, had not.
Jennifer Nobbins? Guten Abend. Darf ich mich vorstellen? Mein Name ist Köppel.
Guten Abend, Herr Köppel. Ich habe das Problem, dass überall, wo ich hinkomme, man mich nicht mehr anständig grüßt.
Da kann ich Sie beruhigen. Da sind Sie leider nicht der Einzige, der nicht mehr anständig begrüßt wird.
Man kommt daher und ich meine, das macht keiner mehr. Komplett verschwunden. Und das ist jetzt offenbar nicht mehr in Mode. Und jetzt frage ich mich, gibt es da irgendetwas Adäquates?
Über den Scheiß.
Anyway, he goes out in the streets and, you know, he sees.
Oh, dude. Oh, my God, another ad. This is obviously full. You could have just taken this.
Oh, what the hell is going on? Look at this crap. Oh, you didn't see that. Yeah. So.
Hey, back in the 70s.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute.
Endlich ein vertrautes Element. Eine deutsche Mutter mit ihrem Kinderwagen.
Welches Datum haben wir? Reden Sie! Welches Jahr haben wir?
Oh, my God. Ouchie, God almighty.
Idiot, seh die Finger davon.
Oh my God.
Anyway, have you seen that?
No.
Yeah.
I haven't even heard of it.
Good morning.
It might be a good flick to watch.
Back in the 70s, there was an actor, he was a Swiss, I believe, Willy Schneider, and he really looked like Hitler. And he got all dolled up. I mean, he played Hitler in a number of things, right? Nothing ridiculous like that. But he would get all dolled up and walk around Munich, for example. And again, this was the 70s, and there were a lot of old timers still around commonly who remembered Hitler. And there are photos of people, women and men, coming up, shaking his hand, putting their arm around him, smiling, just having a beautiful time. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's exactly what happened here. Not exactly, but similar. Yes.
It was all done with taste.
Yes. Yes, exactly. Okay. We have something here that we have to read. Okay. Iroquois Eyes said Wickstrom died from a fall, if I remember right. Oh, Sleep No More got the Wickstrom on the Donahue show. That's good to have.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So.
See what a prick Donahue was.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I met that guy. I met that guy in New York City. Yeah, this was when Wickstrom was mighty young, but it's 45 minutes long. We're not going to be able to watch it, of course. Okay, let's go over here. And, oh, sheet. Okay, let's take a look at this one. This is a short one from Johnny Sunshine. And we could see what that says, right?
And don't tell me there's good Jews. Jewry is a race. Jews are a Jews. The only good Jews I know are dead and buried, and I can't wait for the bad Jews to be good Jews. It's all going to take place, whether you like it or not. Whether it's terrible or not, it doesn't matter. My father said they're all going to die. And I think that's marvelous.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it would be great if he was back.
The roller coaster ride there, loaded with rabbis or whatever the hell. Oh yeah, straight into hell.
Yes. Yes, love it. Thank you, Johnny Sunshine.
All right. Yeah, somebody once asked Admiral Halsey. During the war, latter phases, is there any such thing as a good Jap? And he said, yes, one that's been dead 6 months, because, you know, he's not going to jump up and shoot you in the back.
Right.
And something like that could and should be applied to these Jews. Yeah.
Yes.
A good Jew who's been dead at least 6 months.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Burn before reading, the subversion is so damn deep. Yes, it is. There's a nigger tower. Awesome. All right. And, oh, God, this is worth it.
There you go. Oh, yeah. Hey, I'll buy that.
Yes.
Yeah. Except there should be a plural.
Yeah, right, exactly.
But that would mess it up.
Yes.
Mess up the symmetry of it.
Yes, unless we had one more with just the S on his shirt.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I mean. Yeah.
Fine-looking citizens.
Yeah, there's a reason they never got off the dark continent. Right? I mean, shit. I mean, come on, man. Come on. Isn't it obvious? All right, let's go here. And we got something from Herman, I think. And then I think Lisa first. Let's see. I think Lisa said something, so I don't want to miss that. No, maybe I did. I got that. Yeah, I got that. So now we are. I'm actually going to refresh this page because we can see now supposedly the counter. And yeah, we got 50 in here. 50 haters and racists with us. And let's see what we got here. Let's see. From our good friend Herman. Down under. Here it is. In today's Australia, where pedophiles operate out of governments, where one rule goes for important people such as footballers and movie stars, and another for the ordinary folk like you and I, where young and old people are committing suicide through fear and heartache every day, the very clear enemy that has been created is people who choose to exercise their right of free will and not get the vaccination. Oh, wait, I gotta turn that auto scroll off. It just jumped up. A creepy little gentleman did that many decades ago when he encouraged his nation to see the enemy as the Jewish people. Guess what, folks? The unvaccinated are the new Jews. The vaccinated are the new Germans, which means the Australian and state governments are now the new Fourth Reich. And there's something here. It says, please do not blame Hitler for speaking the truth, the one who you call that creepy little gentleman. Do some research as to who wrote the history, and you will uncover the truth. One of the best books on the subject is The Bad War, The Truth Never Taught About World War II by M.S. King. You will find out who the real creepy little gentlemen were, i.e. Churchill, Roosevelt, and Stalin. A house without books is a home without a soul. Other books, The Morgenthau Plan, 1944-45, Nuremberg, The Last Battle, Apocalypse, 1945, The Destruction of Dresden by David Irving, Freedom Betrayed, Herbert Hoover's Secret History of the Second World War and its Aftermath. It was only released around a half century after his death in 1964. Have you heard of that book, James, Freedom Betrayed?
No, but I know he had a sit down in person with Hitler, and not much of that meeting was ever revealed.
Ah.
Even a photograph of them together, at least one photograph. I'd like to get my hands on that book.
Let's see if we can find it. Put a soul into your homes. Buy books and stop following the narrative put out by the so-called media. Stop watching TV as it has put the fear of their God into you. In other words, find out who they are and who their God is. It will surprise you, no doubt. Okay. And that's, I guess, some comments that were posted somewhere underneath, I guess, Herman's post. Lisa from Germany talks about that movie that we watched a little bit of. The producers wanted to mock Hitler, but it did not turn out exactly that way. The reactions of the people in the streets of Berlin were not as adverse as they had anticipated. And Sleep No More says, James Wickstrom had a great sense of humor. I would love to show him. Oh, no, I'm sorry. James has a great sense of humor. I would love to show him some of my music videos, but I have to go ahead and assume he does not dig insane 180 BPM electronic music.
You guessed it. You guessed it right. And I've said 1,000 times, you've got to keep laughing. Oh, my God. You have to keep laughing. If you don't, it'll kill you. Hey, there you go.
And that will kill you with his speaker.
Ubermensch.
That is...
With a melon on his head there, a melon head.
That's a guy who says, we was kings.
It's nigger lipping good.
They love that fried chicken and watermelon. And I think collard greens, too. That's from Burned Before Reading. That's a great, great picture. Yeah, I'm sorry, Sleep No More. Yes, I got it. Okay. Hell, let's go. We don't have much time, believe it or not. I mean, we're just moving along. And let's see what we got here. All right. Oh, we do actually have that quick video. I don't know if it's quick, but let's take a look at it. I think Johnny Sunshine sent it. The European Union. The new
there
European,
you go.
Yeah, okay. So let's go there. And let's see what we got.
People are dumping their $500.
We got commercials
for this $90 tool. The results speak for themselves.
Check out our new chat feature for live streams. Support creators with chat bombs. Try now. Goodbye.
It is really puzzling to me that having just buried one monster, the Soviet Union, another remarkably similar one, the European Union, is being built. Exactly what is the European Union? Perhaps by examining the Soviet version, we can get the answer. The Soviet Union was governed by 15 unelected people who appointed each other and who were not accountable to anyone. The European Union is governed by 24 people who appoint each other, meet in secret, and are not accountable to anyone and whom we cannot sack. One might say that the EU has an elected parliament. Well, the Soviet Union had a parliament of a sort too, the Supreme Soviet, which just rubber stamped the Politburo decisions, pretty much like the European Parliament does, where speaking time in the chamber is limited within each group and often amounts to 1 minute per speaker. In the EU, there are hundreds of thousands of bureaucrats with their huge salaries, their staff, servants, bonuses and privileges, their lifelong immunity from prosecution, which is simply shuffled from one position to another, no matter what they do or fail to do. Is this not exactly like the Soviet regime? The Soviet Union was created by coercion and very often with a military occupation. The European Union is being created, admittedly not by armed force, but by coercion and economic bullying. In order to continue to exist, the Soviet Union spread itself further and further.
Well, we can't watch the whole thing, but we'll pick it up later.
It'll get people thinking. I mean, yeah, it'll get people thinking, but wow. I mean, I don't know. He kind of soft soaps the Soviet Union.
Because, yes.
For example, I won't watch Dr. Zhivago, because it so sanitizes the Russian Revolution.
I've never seen it.
Yeah, don't waste your time.
I won't. There's that representative, Crockett.
It's nigger-lipping good.
Yeah. Yeah, she's got a banana.
She's got those prehensile lips to peel that banana.
Ah, shit, it's so obvious, isn't it? It's so obvious it hurts. Okay, let's get rid of that and get back to the chat. And, all right. Sleep No More said that totally made my day, guys. I think he was talking about the king with the watermelon on his head.
Right.
And the spear in his hand.
That was a good looking spearhead.
Yeah.
It looks like it's beyond that fellow's capability or any of his people to create a thing like that.
Oh, yes, of course. Yes, Saga, The Snow Fell. It's a great song. That's in, of course, The Greatest Story Never Told. We was kings, bitch. Okay. Here we go. Looks like we're going to have to get this book, James. All right. And there it is. And
Hoover's book?
Yeah, thank you, Herman, for bringing that up.
Yeah.
And there it is. Very good. It must be a nice, thick hardcover. Let's see. Ooh, $32.57. New and used from about $20. Let's see how many pages. Okay. Yeah, just a little book. Just 957 pages.
I don't think we're going to see anything shocking in there.
Well,
he's probably bewailing the way things went, like it was fudged up, and it was not fudged up. This went according to the plan of the enemy.
Yes.
No mistake. You know, they apologize for Roosevelt, say maybe he was losing his mind, maybe he had bad people around him. No. He was in charge of this shit.
Right.
He was calling the shots. No mistake.
Exactly. But it would probably be worth it to read it. You know, I mean, it's always good to obviously consume this kind of stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
So we got it up.
Yeah, very good. I didn't know it even existed, but that's good to know.
Yes, exactly. And just take a quick look because we're almost out of time. We don't have to stop right on the button if we don't want to. That's up to us. Okay. Let me go here. I don't care about that. And I wanted to show you something. Okay. They arrested some big MS-13 guy. You know, what's her name? Pam Bondi and the FBI, the Kash Patel guy. All right. So they got one of the bad guys off the streets. Of course, the Jews are bemoaning that. They want all these violent criminals out on the streets to kill us.
Right. Right.
For some weird reason. Yeah. Why is that, James?
Yeah, why is that?
Yeah, anyway, why do they want us dead?
I don't care how badass these people are. They're no threat compared to the son of a bitches that are pulling the strings.
Exactly. The problem is the physical problem. That they could get to us physically.
That's a painful symptom.
Yes.
Symptom.
Exactly. Well, you know, I saw this story. Let me just bring it up here. And we were talking about stupidity earlier, stupidity in the public. And here this story came out just the other day. And you can see bikini clad spring breakers bomb U.S. citizenship questions, and critics are blasting the American education system as a failure.
Yeah.
All right. And there you see. So let's take a look. And there they're asked questions, like obviously simple questions about it. Let's see.
Who did the colonists fight in the Revolutionary War?
In the Revolutionary War?
I don't know if this is right. I mean, it sounds so stupid. Was it the Spanish?
Wait, what are your majors?
Business.
Biology.
Okay. Elementary education.
Oh.
What shape is the U.S. Pentagon building? How many U.S. senators are there?
Six, seven.
How many amendments are in the Bill of Rights?
There's a lot. I know 17.
Who won the Civil War?
It's East or West, right?
Well, it's the Civil War. It's the civilians versus whoever was in power. How many justices are on the Supreme Court?
Justices. Mm-hmm. So, like when you say that, like you mean like the FBI?
Who is on the $100 bill?
Abraham Lincoln.
Oh my God.
Abraham Lincoln. Come on, bro.
That's the First Amendment. What's the second?
Right to vote.
Name three states that border Canada. We'll just do one per person.
Asia.
I didn't know Canada had a border.
She didn't know Canada had borders.
Wow.
Yeah, so these are college students.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And the education system, like I've long said, is not education. It's conditioning.
Yes.
And boy, they're well conditioned.
Holy shit. I mean, here's the actual video. Let's see if we can find any good chunks in it. We already saw the beginning of that. And that was what they showed, actually. But let's see if we could find anything.
Who did the colonists fight in the Revolutionary War?
Show me. Yeah. I don't know.
Executive. Okay, who's in charge of the executive branch?
I don't know.
What are the three branches of the U.S. government?
Legislative.
Uh-huh.
You go next.
I have absolutely zero clue. I do not know. What are the three branches of the U.S. government?
Oh, legislation. Oh, I know this. Legislation, judicial, and consecutive? I know
judicial and consecutive. Judicial.
Judicial is one of them.
I don't know. That's not something right, that's a
not
word.
Right. It's like judicial. And then it's like, what's the last one, Keisha?
Different gone? Like, is it a hexagon?
It's a pentagon. Who's on the $100 bill?
Come on.
Oh, when you got that?
Oh, $100 bill?
Nobody like that.
Dang, I love money though.
Where my wallet at? In it. I found my wallet.
What? Wait, what she said?
I know. Who is on the $100 bill?
Oh, I know.
Abraham Lincoln.
Nope.
Abraham Lincoln.
Come on, bro.
did you pass the eighth grade?
Yes, I did.
Who did the colonists fight in the Revolutionary War?
Oh, my God.
Oh, I had that class first semester. I'm economics. Oh, no. I can't think of it.
No.
The Jews.
He said the Jews.
No. That wasn't us. Who did the colonists fight in the Revolutionary War?
The Pilgrims. Is that the Pilgrims? Is that the Pilgrims? Oh, wait, say it again. Who did them?
Who did the colonists fight in the Revolutionary War?
The French.
The French.
British.
Yeah. Okay.
The French. Who did the colonists fight in the Revolutionary War? Who am I on?
Native American?
Nope.
I lied.
What was the Revolutionary War fought about?
Which won the Civil War?
Okay, who won the Civil War?
America.
She said America. How many U.S. senators are in the U.S. government?
Four,
okay.
Five.
Three.
How many U.S. senators? Well, it's the Civil War. So
I mean, we could watch it all day. Right?
Yeah.
I mean,
Airheads.
Holy shit.
Airheads.
Holy shit. I mean, this is the future here?
They don't
know
shit.
No future.
Jack shit.
Exactly. Holy fuck.
And that's the value of a college education.
Holy fuck. Johnny Sunshine gave you 1488, James.
Oh, thank you, my friend. Thank you. Hope you enjoy these shows.
Yes. Oh, boy. We got some Siege of the Day stuff. Coon, straight out of Swan says, Coon Exitive Judicial Legisexual. Yeah. I love money, though. Yeah, that was funny. Yes. Right. At least he said the Jews. Okay, we got some Siege of the Day here, James. Okay. We got to see that before we sign off. Okay. We got this one.
Oh, and, boy.
Yeah.
I love it.
Bring that up a little bit.
My God.
Oh, yeah.
Gorgeous.
Yes. Got another one too. Oh, shit. Hold on. There's some good stuff here. Okay, let's take a look at this one. All right. Boom, boom, boom.
Oh, how's that? Yeah. Just gorgeous.
That's a beauty.
Thanks for whoever created these.
Burn before reading.
Thank you.
Yes. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Elvis has left the building. Yes, Iroquois eyes. They're easy to control. They're stupid. Exactly. Okay. I think we're good, James, unless you have anything to add.
Here's one that's much more intelligent than the ones we just saw.
Sunshine.
Yep.
Sunshine on your shoulder makes you happy. Just about. Much more intelligent.
According to cat ears, I guess we're about the same age.
Damn.
Yeah.
What are cat ears?
I don't know. I don't know, but what, 7 to 1, something like that? Right. Maybe not that bad.
Right.
Anyway, yeah, we're a couple of oldies, but she's in bouncing good health.
Yeah, you're not an oldie. I'm glad she's in good health. Sleep No More says, I always feel a bit less intelligent, but then I watch stuff like this and I think to myself, bet I could build rockets and suture wounds. I mean, I can, but you know what I'm getting? Yeah, when you look at those morons. Shameless Wise ass, snowing like crazy here now.
Where is he here?
I think in Canada.
Well,
damn.
This I can believe.
Yeah, it's 79 degrees here. You know, it's not, there aren't blue skies, but I mean, geez, that's, can be beautiful. Court says, have a good day, Volks. And we are off, my friend, I think. And let's see, today is the 27th. We will be, well, we're done. James, we're done with March.
Yes, we'll be back in April.
We're gonna be, guess what day we're gonna be back?
Hell if I know. I don't have my calendar.
I'll give you a clue. All right. Ready? James, we're not gonna be back in April.
You're kidding me.
April Fools.
Oh, for God's sake.
That day.
God almighty.
Gotcha. I got you.
Yeah, you got me. All right.
We're going to be back April Fool's Day. Herman says, great show. Enjoy the rest of your day. You too, buddy. And Joker says, later, guys. /. All right. Well, great seeing everybody. Great seeing you, James. And
likewise.
Yes. And we will talk to all of you next month and next week. And Davis Lerman says, another excellent show. Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you, Davis. And we are off, my friend. So we'll see you next month.
Good weekend to all.
Yes, absolutely.